name. Amen. Thank God. When I didn't know who he was, he knew who I was. Amen. Thank God. When his mercy called me, he called me by name. I love that. When the Lord began dealing with my heart at that New Year's Eve party when I got saved, I didn't have to wonder who he was after. Amen. I knew exactly who he was talking to. Why? He called me by name. Hallelujah. Y'all glad you saved tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Y'all ready for some preaching tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Will you pray I can preach? Amen. Mark chapter number 2 tonight, just for a few minutes. A simple little thought. Not really even one certain direction in mind. Just this story I wanted to look at for a few minutes and revisit it in the Bible. How many of you know in Mark chapter number 2 what starts out that chapter without even looking at it? I'm starting to ask these questions everywhere I preach, and I'm amazed at how little God's people know their Bible.
Amen.
Well, it got quiet there, all except for Brother Charles. Amen. I mean, I've been asking people, raise your hand if you're familiar with this story I'm about to read. 2 or 3 in each church. It's not just us, it's everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you can see your Bible without it being there? In other words, you're thinking about a verse of Scripture, and you know exactly, if you're looking it through somebody else's Bible, you know exactly which side of the page it's on. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Y'all know which column it's in and all that? Amen. You ought to be familiar with your book. Amen. Y'all all right?
Amen.
Some of you a little too familiar with the TV guide, I'm afraid. Amen. In order to be reading this Bible a little bit more. Amen. Mark chapter number 2. I ain't scolding you tonight about reading your Bible. If you don't read it, you know you don't. And you know you ought to. Mark chapter number 2, we've got the story where they bring this palsied man to the Lord and they tear the roof off the house to get the man to Jesus. Now are you familiar with it? Amen. And I love this story. I want to look at it just for a minute tonight. The Bible said in verse number 1, and again he entered into Capernaum. After some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. I like that statement right there. The Bible said it was noised that he was in the house. Listen, man, if you have Jesus in the midst, people going to talk about it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. If you got a dried up, dead church and God never moves and nobody's ever saved and lives are never touched, ain't going to be much to talk about there. All you're going to do is fight and fuss and bicker and argue. Amen. Because you ain't got nothing better to do. But man, when Jesus is in the midst of the place, brother, he is the main thing and he is the main focus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We ain't got time to fuss. Jesus is here.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, when's the last time y'all had a big fight in church? We ain't never had one as long as I've been here. Amen. Could break out any time, but I believe we'll keep our focus on him. Amen.
Yes,
amen. We'll be all right.
Amen.
I think the problem is when Jesus is not in the house. The Bible said, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached unto them, or preached the word unto them. I'd like to have that problem, wouldn't you? People couldn't even get in the door.
Amen.
The Bible said, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, always going to be, and reasoning in their hearts, what doth this man thus speak these blasphemies, or speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a story.
Amen.
There's a lot to this story. In these, what, 8 or 9 verses we've just read, there's kind of a threefold miracle taking place here. There is the forgiveness of sins in verse number 5. Amen. That's how they, that's what they used to bring accusation against the Lord. Amen. They said that he was speaking blasphemy in saying that your sins be forgiven. Yeah, right. Amen. What the miracle they didn't realize was who was speaking the words has the power and has the authority to forgive sins. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When we pray and we say, Father, forgive us, for we have sinned against thee. Lord, I've did this and Lord, I've did that. Amen. We're coming to the right place. We're coming to the only place that our sins may be forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. You know, people try to confess their faults to me all the time. And most of the time, I don't want to hear it. Amen. I tell them all the time, listen, we're not in a closet. You're not looking through a knot hole at a knot head. Amen. I'm not a priest. I'm a pastor. There's a difference. Why confess your sins to somebody who can do nothing about them?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm offended. I was raised Catholic. I don't want to offend you. But that priest can do nothing with your sins. There's only one thing he can do with them, and that's harm, and that's tell somebody else, which they vow not to do. But telling him your sins does nothing for you. Amen. But telling Jesus your sins, that'll get the job done. Amen. Did you know that guy didn't even ask the Lord to forgive him, did he? The Bible said when he saw their faith. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the first miracle we saw was the forgiving of sins. And then there was the reading of men's thoughts. Amen. I think it's verse number 8. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves. Amen. Hey, isn't that something? God not only knows what you're saying, God knows what you're thinking. Amen. Did you imagine? You imagine what they thought? They weren't saying anything. They were just reasoning in their hearts. And the Lord said, uh-huh. I know what you're thinking. Uh-oh. Amen. Oh, how'd he do that? Maybe he does have the power to forgive sin. Amen. If he knows the very thoughts and the intents of my heart, the Bible said man looketh on the outward part, but God looketh on the heart. He knows exactly what's going on in your heart of hearts tonight. Amen. Only God has the power not to just look on the outside, but he has the power to look on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, you and I have pretty good ability to fake it and put it on, don't we? That's what those scribes and Pharisees were. Amen. They're a bunch of fakes, a bunch of phonies. They're a bunch of religious zealots that thought they were better than everybody else because they kept all these set of rules. Probably when the truth was known, there's a bunch of perverts. Y'all okay? I believe we have biblical proof when they brought the lady caught in the act of adultery. Jesus wrote something in the ground that put them boys in the wind. Amen. I believe there was some sexual deviance going on there. Amen. Amen. We look on the outward parts. I mean, we can look around this room and maybe try to make a decision of who's spiritual. We could say, well, let's see, that guy down there, if I was a visitor, I could say, well, that guy down there, he's wearing a tie and his wife is wearing a real modest dress and he's got a big old Bible in his lap and he's saying amen. He's sitting right down the front, he's saying amen. Everything the preacher said might be the wickedest person in this place. I'm not saying he is. I'm not poking fun at Brother Freddie. I usually do, but I'm not. I'm trying to make a point. You could look down here and see this wise, older gentleman with gray hair. You know, usually you look at people sitting on the front row and you think, boy, they must really be spiritual. I'm sorry, Stacy. I just... I love you guys. But seriously, we could look around and we could kind of pass judgment. Then you might see somebody sitting on the back row with bald head and a goatee beard and no tie on or nothing like that, just kind of casual and think, oh, that guy, he probably ain't much around here. Are you listening to me tonight? And we'll make these judgments about people. I'm guilty of it, and you're guilty of it. Amen. But God knows that heart. It doesn't matter how big a King James Bible you're carrying, how many ties you got on, how sharp you dress for church, or even where you sit in the service, God knows your heart.
Yes, sir.
He knows what you're thinking about. He knows whether or not you're interested in this service or you're anxious to get home. Because your favorite show's coming on. I wish they'd cut TV off on Sunday. I mean, just do it, cut it off. Got quiet there, boy. Amen. Just do away with that junk. Amen. All your Sunday football, too.
Yeah,
amen. You didn't have nothing to cheer for today. Them Falcons got stomped, didn't they? Yeah, the Eagles put the whooping on them. I fell asleep to it. Amen. That's somebody said, do you watch NASCAR? I sure do. Amen. That's the best thing in the world to watch to go to sleep. Amen. NASCAR and pro football. Amen. Jesus knows your heart. You can sit there and nod your head and say amen, and he knows you got an ought against your brother. I wonder how many times God looks at us, and I'm going to get sidetracked right here if I ain't careful. I wonder how many times God looks at us, Brother Freddie, and goes, you sorry hypocrite. How dare you go to the altar and squall and bawl and make this big spiritual show when you know in your heart you ain't right? Does he know our heart or not?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I mean, that's almost spooky when you think about it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. There used to be an old rock and roll song, and I'll show my spiritual nature right here. Brother Stacy, you remember that? It was Who do you think you fooling? You remember that song?
Yeah.
Huh? Who do you think you're fooling? You can fool your preacher. You can fool each other. Young people, you might can fool your parents. But you ain't fooling God.
Amen.
He knows what you're thinking about when you go sleep at night.
Amen.
Sure does. I'm talking about three miracles took place right here. Are you listening? He forgave sins. That's the biggest one. We shout over cancer being healed. And that's awesome. That ain't the biggest one, though. I'll tell you better, she can't take good preaching anyway, but I'll tell you better miracle than her being healed of cancer was her being saved from sin. Amen. There was sins forgiven. There was the hearts and the thoughts of the mind known by Christ. Then there was the healing of the palsy. Notice before he said, take up thy bed and walk, what did he say? Thy sins be forgiven thee. There's a couple this morning didn't like it when I got on Benny Hinn a little bit. You know what my biggest problem is with him? Well, number one, he's a phony. But I'll give him this, he preaches more gospel than Osteen ever thought about. He does. He'll preach Jesus at least. Amen. Somebody could hear him and get saved. Could. But my problem with that whole crowd is, my whole problem ain't the faith healing. That ain't my whole problem. My whole problem ain't the speaking in tongues. That ain't my whole problem. My whole problem ain't slain in the spirit. That ain't my whole problem. That's minor. Anybody can be doctrinally messed up and still be used of God. Y'all listening? My whole problem is the priorities. The focus is on the physical,
yes, sir. And
not the spiritual.
Yes.
Y'all watch them and see. Their whole focus is on the physical healing,
amen.
The physically being slain in the spirit and flopping in the floor. That is all the focus. That's the primary focus. What good is it if I heal your body of some disease and you die and go to hell and burn forever and ever and ever and ever and ever? Why not get you saved first? Why not get you under the blood first? Amen. We're praying for a young man in my office tonight who's been having seizures and they cannot figure out why. You know what my first question is?
Is he saved? Is he going to heaven when he dies? I'm more interested in that inner man, and so was the Lord, and I believe he showed that here by first saying, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Yeah. You say, well, you're just against Benny Hinn and them guys because you can't do that. They can't either.
Right.
I've said it 1,000 times. If they could, they ought to be put in jail for mass murder. Why? Because there ain't a child in a cancer ward, in a children's hospital nowhere that doesn't have faith. And if they really have all that power, they'd quit their TV stuff and flying in their private jets, and they'd go to every children's hospital in America and put them out of business.
Amen.
Isn't it funny they ain't raising the dead? Isn't that odd? Hey, if they could do all that other, they could do that too. Y'all all right? If they had that apostolic power they say they've got, they could raise the dead. Why would God give them the power to do all these others? Leave that one out. Amen. I'd like to try it, son. Just go dig Granny up. Roll her down there and say, get her done, son. Amen, there she is.
Yes, sir.
Blow on that.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yes,
I just thought I'd point that out. Before he said, take up thy bed, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. That's the first step. Oh, my marriage is in a mess. Get right with God first.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Get right with God first. Put him, we go right back to those 10 commandments. Number one has got to be number one. Amen. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
What's he saying? He's number one. Amen. I just thought I'd point that out. Several things in this scripture I want to point out to you. We'll go to the house. The Lord comes down to Capernaum and comes into the house in verse number one. And when Jesus comes in the house, I want you to notice in verse number two, he feels it. Amen. I said, he feels it. You know what he said? Listen, I'm not saying we ought to witness, we ought to visit, we ought to invite people to come to church. Amen. I invited some folks yesterday. I hope you have.
Yes, sir.
I hope you have. I do. Amen. You say, why should we invite people? We're having crowd problems now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will put you, hey, y'all listen to me, I will put you in a Sunday school room watching on closed circuit television, and we'll put the visitors in here if that's what we got to do. Hallelujah. That's what we got to do. And let me say thanks again for sitting in the balcony. Just because we're running out of room, there is no reason to stop.
Yes.
Amen. But here's what I am saying. When Jesus is in the house, he can feel it.
Yeah.
Amen. And I don't just mean filling it with bodies. I'm talking about filling it with himself.
Yeah.
Amen. I want the power and the presence of God to be known and felt when people come in here.
Yeah.
I want them to sit around. Hey, listen, now, I'm not, let's see, they ain't here tonight for sure. But these two black ladies sat right about where Miss Linda's at this morning. For, I guess first time they ever come. As far as I know, I had a visitor's card from them. I just put it in the offering plate a while ago. They come in for Sunday school, brought their kids, dropped them off in their class, went out to Brother Freddie's class, come in here and sat down, heard our singing, heard our preaching. They kept looking at each other and going like this morning. They was in a great, boy, they liking it. Amen.
Amen.
You know why I wonder? I couldn't read their minds, but I was wondering if they wasn't saying, mm-hmm, he's here.
Yeah.
Amen. He's here. I believe that's the Holy Ghost just sat down in the pew with us. Amen.
Yes.
I believe I feel a little something on that. Hallelujah. When they are singing, they say, mm-hmm, yeah, I like it. Amen. I want people to know that God is in this place.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And if God's in this place and it's evident he's in this place, it might be evident, hey, I'm in a place where I might get a prayer answered. I'm in a place where I might get a problem solved. I'm in a place where I might get a heartache fixed. I'm in a place where I might get a marriage put back together. I'm in a place where I might get a teenager saved. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? When Jesus is in the house, he will fill it. You know what he said? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. You know what our job is? Here's our job as Christians. Brag on Him. You know what we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be bird dogs. You know what a bird dog does? Amen. What are we pointing at? All good Baptists point at each other, don't they? We point at the deacon board. We point at the leadership. We point at everybody's faults and everybody's sin. We're supposed to be pointing at Calvary. Amen. We ought to be pointing at Calvary. I'm talking about lifting Jesus up.
Yes, sir, brother.
I like that story. That's an old song. I don't think it's a story. It's a song. It's got a recitation in it. Little boy gets lost. Little boy gets lost. And on the street where you turn to go to his house, there's a church that has a great big steeple with a giant cross on the steeple. Little boy standing in the street crying. And the police officer finds him. He said, "Son, what's the matter?" He said, "I'm lost and I can't find my way home." He said, "Son, tell me your address." He said, "I don't know what it is." He said, "Son, is there anything you can tell me about where you live?" He said, "Yes, sir, if you can just get me back to that cross, I can get home." Amen. Hallelujah. If we can just get people to the cross, we'll get them what they need. Hey, when Jesus is in the house, amen, He feels it. And I want you to notice what happens when He's in the house. The Bible said in verse number 2, He preached the word. Wow. When Jesus preaches the word, what's He preaching? He's preaching Himself. Amen. Because He is the word. Read John chapter number 1. Amen. Y'all all right? Now listen, I come in here, I preach myself. Ain't much. Say amen right there, Stacy. You can, brother. I'll give you enough fits today. Amen. If I preach myself, and you know, that's what a lot of guys are doing. I think, y'all know who Kenneth Copeland is? He's another one of them frauds. I watched him on television. Watch this, Brother Charles. I watched him. I hate to even repeat what he said. It's scary. On national television, he said, "Look at me. Look at me." He said, "You know what you are seeing? You are seeing Jesus." He made that statement. Yes, "I am God." No, Jack, you ain't.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That's right,
hey, church, look at me. Look at me. Do you know what you're seeing? Flesh.
Yeah.
Sinful flesh in need of a Savior, just like you are. We're in trouble when we elevate self, but we'll never go wrong elevating Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If Jesus is in the house, listen to me, the word will be preached.
Amen.
That's just a good sign. If you're looking for a church, how can I know I found a good church? The word is preached.
Hallelujah.
I ain't talking about tiptoeing through the tulips. Lifestyle evangelism. Making everybody leave feeling positive and energized. I'm talking about preaching the word. The whole counsel. The good parts and the bad parts.
Amen.
The parts you like and the parts you don't.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, man, if I listen to a man preach for 3 weeks and he didn't offend me once, I ain't going back and listen to him. I don't mean made me mad, but said something I went, ooh. Amen. Because you can't preach this Bible without it. Amen. The word was preached. He didn't say he taught it. "Well, we want a teacher preacher." That ain't what Jesus was. The Bible said He preached unto them the word. Amen.
Yes.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
Oh, I know He taught too. There's a balance there, and we have it well here.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Why don't y'all ever teach the Bible?" 10 o'clock, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Monday night, what time, 6?
Seven.
7. 7 o'clock. I'm talking about 2 hot hours of Bible class. Brother William calls it Sunday school on steroids. I love that. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to leave that alone. Jesus came into the house, and when He came in, He filled it. And He preached the word. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, He'll come into your house too if He's invited.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can I say it again? He'll come into your house too if He's invited. Your house might be this earthly tabernacle. I'm not talking about your physical address at home. He'll come in there too. But I'm talking about right here, this thing you're walking around in. You know what he said in Revelation chapter number 3? He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He said, "If any man will open, I'll come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me." You know what he's saying? "If you'll let me in, I'll have fellowship with you." Here's what Jesus said. "I know you're wicked. I know you're sinful. But if you'll let me in, I'll hang out with you." Because I've been known to be called a friend of publicans and sinners, he said. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Why? "Because I'm going home with you today." Isn't that amazing? Jesus don't want to just go to church with you. He wants to go home with you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And verse number 4. That last part of that verse, talking about that palsied man, the Bible said he was what? Born of 4. You know what that means? You know what that means? Born of 4? It wouldn't mean 4 people gave birth to this man. 4 people carried him. 4 people carried him. You know what that tells me? Somebody had to get together. Hey man, there had to be an effort of unity there. I believe somebody looked and said, "Hey, did you hear Jesus down there in that house?" "Yeah, I did. Reckon if we can get old Bob here." "Well, how we can get him down there? He don't walk." He said, "Well, he's 2 of us. Let's go find 2 more. Hey, will y'all help us carry this guy?"
Yeah.
Amen. They got together. And they put forth an effort. Do you know what, Brother Freddie? I believe we've seen it over and over. God blesses effort more than anything else. I believe he blesses it more than knowledge. For years we've seen it. We go out and knock on doors, and nobody we knock on and invite comes. God sends other people. Don't he do it? He said, "I just get tired. Nobody ever comes." Man, keep on. God's sending somebody you don't even know about. What he's doing, he is blessing your effort.
Amen.
We ain't got sense enough to know which door to go to. He knows.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God will bless your effort.
Amen.
Listen here. There's several things about these 4 guys. Everybody held up their end.
Yeah.
I believe that. Everybody held up their end. Timothy, come here. You're going to help me. Lay down on the floor out there. All right. Good job. Ryan, get an arm. "No, Zach, I don't think so, buddy. You've got that devious look. You would drop your brother's head on the floor on purpose." Get another one. Shy, get a leg. Michael, get a leg. Y'all just towed him around a little bit. You know what's happening? He's being born of 4. Is that right? Y'all bring him back, boys. Bring him back. All right, Shy, drop your end there. Uh-oh, wait a minute. What's happening? Something's dragging.
Yes, sir.
Ryan, drop yours. But see, it's getting worse all the time.
Yes, sir.
You see what happens when you let go of what you're doing for God?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, boys. You see what happens?
Yes, sir.
Amen. When all 4 of them's carrying it together, Timothy, it wasn't too bad, was it? But boy, you could tell the difference when they started letting you go, couldn't you? Are y'all listening to me?
Go ahead, preacher.
"Well, nobody would notice if I don't go." Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Go ahead and preach right there for a minute, preacher.
"Well, there's enough there. They can get it done. They don't need me." Why did God send you here?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. When you let go of your side, it makes a difference. I believe it took all 4 of these men, all 4 of their collective efforts to get that man up on the roof.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Listen, he was born of 4. 4 people got together and says, "We're going to get this done."
Yeah.
Oh, but then guess what? They met opposition.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You want to get to Jesus bad enough, you'll get to him.
Yes.
They got there and do like some of our visitors do. Pull in the parking lot and see the parking lot's full. I've watched them circle and leave. There's too many people in there. Man, that sounds like the place I want to be.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm looking for a church. I ain't looking for one with 2 cars in the parking lot. Amen.
Yeah.
And both of them old Chevrolet Impalas. You know what that tells you? There's 2 grandmothers in there and that's it. Amen.
Yeah.
Or 2 Impalas in a station wagon. No, that ain't what we hunting. Amen. Amen. Them old boys pulled up and said, "Hey, there's a crowd here."
Yeah.
I said, well, let's just go on it. Well, we can't get in. You know what they did? They found a way, man. They faced difficulty. You know what most would have done? They'd have quit and went home. And what gets me, they weren't even trying to do something for themselves.
Amen.
They were trying to get some help for somebody else.
Amen.
And they were willing to go the extra mile. Do you know why that man was healed? Do you know why his sins were forgiven? Anybody? Do you know why? Because of them four men.
Yeah. Amen.
That man didn't say, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. He didn't say, Lord, I've got the palsy, help me to walk again. The Lord, the Bible said he saw their faith.
Yes, sir.
He didn't even ask the man laying on the bed if he had any faith. He saw the faith of those four men. Did you know he did that several times in the Bible? One said, Lord, you ain't even got to come. If you'll just speak it. He said, wow.
Amen.
Consider it done.
Amen.
Do you know because of your faith, God could touch somebody else?
Amen, brother. Yeah.
I believe Ashley's sitting here whole tonight, healed of cancer because of somebody else's faith.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know she has faith, don't get me wrong.
Amen.
But I believe God saw the collective faith.
Amen.
He saw mine and he saw yours and he saw this little mom and he saw this dad. And the Lord said, man, that's a bunch of faith right there.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to do something here, boys. Amen. Does your faith ever get weak? Climb on the roof. Brother Joe said, when there ain't a way, we serve a God that'll make a way. Amen. Brother Greg Godfrey, he's at work tonight. He come in this morning. Oh, our bus is down. Get on the roof. What do you say? I'm saying go the extra mile. Make some phone calls, visit a little harder. Whatever you got to do, let's get it done for God.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, we're going to face opposition.
Oh, yeah.
Camp meeting's coming. Amen. It's right around the corner. Brother Fisher is going to preach to the heart of our church. He always does. You say, you know what he's going to preach? I ain't got a clue. But I know what he always does on Wednesday night, especially. Before all the visitors gets here, he preaches to us. You're going to be here to get it. You better not be climbed up a tree somewhere deer hunting, man. You better be here. Amen.
Yeah.
Man, we need what the man of God's bringing.
Yes, sir.
You know what? The devil will throw everything at you.
Yeah.
You might as well just mark her down. Opposition's coming your way.
Yes,
will you get on the roof? Them boys were determined to get this man to Jesus.
Right,
amen. What if you was that determined to get somebody in your family in here on Sunday morning? What if you were? What length would you go to? I'll never forget before Clint Trader got out of church. I was going to say don't put this on the internet, but he wouldn't care. You remember Brother Freddie back years ago? I think you were here. If you don't, maybe Brother Charles will. But he got his neighbor to come to church, and his neighbor got saved. Do you remember how he got his neighbor to come? He said, if you'll come to church with me one time, I'll cut your grass for 2 weeks.
Amen.
He sure did. And that old boy came and got saved, didn't he, Brother Charles?
Amen.
Amen. Would you be willing to cut somebody's grass?
Yes,
oh, now let's don't go that way. Well,
yeah.
See how determined we are.
Yeah.
Anybody you know you'd like to see saved?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Anybody you know you'd just like to see get in church?
Yes,
would you cut their grass for it? Man, that's right. Any man, yeah, that's right after his heart. Right, you'll cut my grass. Hallelujah, man. I'll go to Jehovah's Witness Church and cut my grass. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? What about a little firewood? Huh? Did Jason get some firewood? Okay, good. I just thought about that. OCD in there, brother. Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Yeah.
What would you do? Maybe your minds are, get creative tonight. I'd like for more of you to have to sit in the balcony next Sunday because you went home and said, I wonder what I could do for so-and-so. That guy down there at my work, old BJ's always telling me about people at his work. He has a burden for people he works with. Amen. He called me up, hey, will you counsel this guy at my work? I mean, brother, he cares about it. Get creative. Get creative. Amen. Go the extra distance. Now let me ask you a question. We'll move right along. The guy that had the palsy. Can you imagine how aggravating that'd be? He's already got a problem, and here comes these four nuts. Hey, are we going to take you to this man? He's, oh, leave me alone. Isn't that just like society? You reckon he is glad them boys went through all that trouble? You reckon he ever forgot them? Never in a million years. Why is it, man? I stand here, I'm about to turn 46 years old in a couple of weeks. And I can remember like it was yesterday when I was 4 years old. And Stacy's Uncle Jay knocked on my little single-wide trailer door while I was watching cartoons and invited me to church. Till the day that man died, I always felt I owed him a great debt. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, there's some folks in this world you won't forget. You won't forget them people that brought you to Jesus. When my mother first started dating my stepdad, Brother Wayne, everywhere they'd go, I mean, he wondered what he was getting into, Brother Freddie. Everywhere he'd go, some man would come up and go, hey, Mama. Pop was like, good Lord, how many kids this woman got? There have been black kids coming up going, hey, Mama. Why do so many grown people around this part of the country call her Mama? They remember she's the one that brought them to Jesus. She was their spiritual mother. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sure that guy wasn't complaining when this day was over. He might have went kicking and screaming. I don't know. But he sure enough left kicking and screaming, didn't he? Amen. Let me say kicking and shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe we can just get creative and say, what could I do to get so-and-so to come? Amen. Listen, there was a time when people in our church really believed this. They really believed it. If I could just get them to come, if they could just hear Brother Eddie preach one time, they'd get saved.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not that I'm that great a preacher. It's that we serve that great a God.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember Sister Gina crying and weeping after my wife led her to Christ. Pray for my Aunt Edwina. Pray for my mama. You know what? Her Aunt Edwina came and got born again. Right on that side of our altar in the old building. I remember it. Her mama got saved. I had to fly home from Chicago, Illinois and preach her mother's funeral. I'll never forget that as long as I live. They called me and said, Brother, you don't have to come home. I said, I'm on my way. I don't know what all she had to go through to get them to come. But I know they're sure thankful for it. I know Rhonda is right now, I guarantee. Yeah. She's walking on streets of gold, amen. Because yeah. Somebody went to the effort to beg them, to whatever it took to get them to come. Amen. I remember Sister Edwina got saved. Oh, Lord, you talk about a mess. She's still a mess, but she's a good mess. Amen. She said, will you go see my husband? He's so mean and blah, blah. I'm talking about Brother David. They're on vacation, by the way. Pull up in the yard and the man's cutting grass in a Speedo. You ain't witness to nobody till you witness to somebody in a Speedo. Amen. Sir, if you died today, you're... Amen. Get the pictures out of your head. I have one ingrained in my memory. It will never leave. Amen. Brother Tom told me this morning, I come in, Brother Tom said, pray for David and Edwina. They're down in Destin, Florida. I said, oh, Lord.
Bing, everyone.
I told you I was tired, amen? Listen, they got together, they went to the effort, they got the man there. They did their part. But then the Bible said he saw their faith. He saw their faith. He sees our faith. He sees this church's faith. I hit on that pretty good a while ago. But I believe God honors faith. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen? Do you still have faith enough in the gospel that's preached right here to make a difference in somebody's life? You want to see a bunch of people get saved around here? Start showing God your faith again by bringing them. You say, Brother, I'm just not a good soul winner. I'll be honest with you, I'm not either. I'm a good inviter, though. Amen? Did y'all hear what I said? I'm a good inviter. Far as I know, Bubba ain't no soul winner. But he brought that little lady to church for him this morning. I don't know how it transpired. He probably said, you going to go to church more? That's probably about right, ain't it? Yeah. Oh, I guess I'll go. Hallelujah.
Yeah, bro.
Now she's going to heaven when she dies. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, it's that simple.
Yeah.
He saw their faith. And he'll see your faith. When's the last time you prayed, Lord, I'll get them here. I know if I get them here, God, you'll save them. God, I know if I get them here, they'll fall in love with you. God, I know if I get them here, you'll do something great in their life. Maybe you ain't seeing God do a whole lot in you, through you, or around you right now. Maybe that's because your faith has waned off. Maybe because that great faith you used to have just kind of, now everything's just still ho-hum and you're in a rut and you take everything for granted. You get back to the place where you believe God again.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You ought to tell somebody on your job tomorrow, our assistant pastor's preaching Wednesday night, and you ain't going to believe how that guy knows the Bible. You ought to come hear him. He'll blow your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Work on them. Yeah, but you don't know that crowd I work with. They work with you, don't they?
Amen.
Hey, y'all all right?
Amen.
Amen. He saw their faith. Because of their faith, he healed the man. Amen. Now, I like this. Then that crippled man took up his bed in front of all them people. Now, listen. I don't know how many was in the house, Brother Freddie. I don't know. I don't know how many were in Capernaum. But I guarantee you there wasn't a living soul in Capernaum didn't hear about this. You listening? All because four guys said, let's see if we can get him down there to where Jesus is.
Amen.
And they didn't give up when the door was crowded. They found a way, tore the roof off, and lowered that man down.
Amen.
And probably thousands saw the hand of God.
Yes.
I know there wasn't thousands in the house, but there probably were in that town.
Yes,
Capernaum's a pretty good-sized place. Are you listening to me? Thousands of people's lives were affected. You know, listen, I'll tell you what an impact it was. It's been over 2,000 years ago, and we're still talking about it.
Amen.
What if one of the four had said, I don't know if it's worth going to all that trouble. I wonder if them two kids, can somebody tell me, was it a boy and a girl? Who got saved this morning, Brother Thomas?
One boy and one girl.
One boy and one girl. Reckon it's worth all the trouble.
Yes, sir.
Getting up here and trying to get them buses cranked and gassed up. Didn't that many come anyway? I don't see what's the use. Tell them that. Amen. Tell them that. I bet they're glad the old bus ran this morning. Hallelujah.
I bet they're glad somebody went to the effort. I bet they're glad somebody cared enough. Hallelujah. I say, let's just keep on keeping on keeping on. Show God our faith and we'll sit back and watch Him work. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody saw what God had done. Amen. And I believe. I'll never forget. I run into a preacher from Alabama. He did not know who I was. I did not know who he was. I think we were in church in a restaurant eating after church one night, and he said, y'all been in church tonight? Oh, yeah, had a good meeting. He said, where do you go to church? I said, well, I'm here preaching revival for so-and-so. I said, I'm from Georgia. Oh, what part of Georgia? I said, I'm from Billerica, Georgia. You ain't from Happy Valley, are you? That's what he said. I said, yes, sir, I sure am. He said, I heard y'all got the Holy Ghost hemmed up over there. That's what he said. In other words, he thought we had a monopoly on the Spirit of God. People talk. I like it when the liberals call us a cult. I do. That means we're doing something for God. Amen. Y'all thought I was kidding the other night when Brother Charles Williams was here. I'm talking about churches he pastored. They wouldn't have him in their pulpit now. We're a cult. Y'all want some Kool-Aid? Stacy probably got a snake out there in his trunk. We're not a cult. Amen. But if we'll make the effort and we'll keep going for God, you don't got to spread it. It'll spread.
That's right.
Amen. There'll be people say, hey, there's something going on down there.
Yeah.
I love to hear churches where God's moving.
Yeah.
I think right after Sister Linda and them moved to Livonia, was that when the big revival broke out? See, they didn't even know the Spirit of God, who He was, till y'all moved down there. Amen. Man, they was just going to have a regular revival meeting. How long did it last? 3 weeks. It got on, son. I don't know how many people got saved. Brother Lee said it was just unbelievable. He said, we couldn't stop. What if our camp meeting did like that? I'm supposed to preach in Texas the week after camp meeting. What if I had to call that preacher and say, hey, is there any way we can reschedule this? It's going on at our church. God is showing up and showing out in a big way. I can't leave right now. What if we just had to get on our knees and say, Brother Roger, don't leave. Y'all stay. Let's just let this thing go on. I've never been a part of that, Brother Charles. Have you? I never have. I remember when I was little, I think Brother Sammy did that 2 or 3 times at Brother Jay's. Brother Jay told him one time, Brother Sammy said, Brother Jay, I think we'll just go another week. Jay said, you go ahead, I got to go to work tomorrow. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. It would be good, wouldn't it? Hey, I ain't afraid of it, are you? Pray God do something in a big way in this place. I want to see it again before we go out of here. Amen. Get creative. Put somebody in the pew next Sunday. How many of you will try?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate people that didn't raise their hand for being honest. Amen. Let's try. Let's get somebody here. I don't even care who they are. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what color they are.
Amen.
Amen. Don't care how expensive their clothes are. We don't care. If they got a soul, we care. If they're of the persuasion that's going to spend forever somewhere, heaven or hell, we care. You get them here. Amen. Let the Lord speak to their heart and love on them. Hallelujah. Brother Todd, you come sing us a verse, if you would. And we'll have the altar call tonight. God spoke to your heart in any way tonight. Maybe you just need to come ask God to increase your faith. Give you a fresh burden for lost people. I think it'd be good for old Michael to start getting some of them kids from high school to come to church with him. That'd be the way to build that youth department. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm praying they'll have 40 in their service this Wednesday morning. Wouldn't that be good?
They've been having 20. I'm praying God will double it. Amen. You just mind the Lord tonight.